And our last word in business is downloads going up. If you've noticed the prices on many iTunes songs are higher than the usual 99 cents, that's because Apple has just switched to something called variable pricing. The big music labels have been pushing for this. It allows them to choose different prices for their songs depending on the song's popularity and basically make more money from their big hits. In return, however, the labels have agreed to give up digital copy protections, which restricted music fans from sharing songs downloaded from iTunes. As for the new prices, now the most popular songs could cost you $1.29. Old and tired tunes could be as cheap as 69 cents, though some music bloggers who've been surfing iTunes since yesterday say those cheaper melodies are awfully hard to find. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And filling in for Steve Inskeep, I'm Ari Shapiro.